This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. I mean, seriously. You know, I really appreciate it when you guys do your homework, you figure out what's going on. Seriously. And then carry that out. You know, get involved locally. Get involved with local. But I don't care if it's politics or schools or whatever. You know, we've been saying this for a long time. I don't know where your strength is, but as time goes on, why not be the one that is reading books to these kids? I mean, coronavirus did at least stop the drag queens from reading to your kids at the library or other places. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, being involved with us, really. Because hopefully you get enough information to act on, to move out on, to do something on. So much. There are so many stories that I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to them all. I already figured that one out. But, you know, we were talking about the last hour, actually. We were talking about the California ex-mayor who advocated for defunding police, for bringing BLM into the school district, you know, teaching that curriculum. And BLM advocates for the dismantling of the regular, of the family. I mean, how does that work? How does that help the kids in school? How does that help the black community? You should be advocating for family, holding family together. Because the government's done a great job at pulling the black family apart. Seriously. This guy's an anti-Trumper, cannabis entrepreneur. He doesn't really care. You know, one of his comments, everyone wants to make the rioters the enemy. They are our warriors. You need to think of them as the infantry. They're on the front lines. They're getting arrested. They're getting pepper sprayed. They're getting beaten. These rioters are our rioters. Are our rioters. People should be talking about them as heroes. Yeah, see, this is the mindset of the left. The heroes, why? Because they burned down police cars? Because they smashed public property? Because they smashing private property when they go into stores and they loot the stores? This is what the Democrat Party thinks are heroes? Be very afraid, my friends. If that's truly how they think, be extremely afraid. There was a minor who finally came forward and talked about what he had done. Some people in the community are talking about how traumatic it is. I just don't buy that you don't know. I don't buy that there isn't a hint of. I don't know what that hint is. I've seen it in my own community where people get caught doing certain things and people flabbergasted. I can't believe he would. Yeah, well, actually, that's not true. you can believe, because we've seen Frank Smith or whoever do that before. Or hint to doing it before. Right? It's just amazing. Well, I found myself a little bit of odds, if you would, with Franklin Graham. No, seriously, 98% of the time I'm on the same page as him. But Franklin is, and I have a different viewpoint on how God operates in our lives. You know, when his punishment coming or something goes wrong, it is, it's not God directly involved. At least that's how I see it. You know, my old joke is this, look, God has made it so that your body needs oxygen to live, right? You got to breathe in oxygen, you got to get oxygen into your lungs, that's the way you stay alive. If you decide that you're going to jump to the bottom of the pool and try to breathe the water, you're going to drown. You're stepping out of, you're stepping away from the way it's made to be. Now, Franklin says that, I sent you up there because Franklin Graham says that God's judgment is coming to America. And I think that America is bringing judgment upon themselves. We have so, and for those of you who say that, you know, our founding fathers want us to do nothing, nothing to do with God, I just would say your ignorance is shining. You need to do some of your own homework. You need to read some of the letters they wrote to each other. Do not listen to or watch, you know, CNN documentaries on our founding fathers. They're wrong. Read the books. Find out what they truly had to say about what they wanted and how they wanted it. All right? That's simple. So Franklin Graham says that Christians need to seek God's intervention in America in a wide-ranging interview on a Todd Starnes show. He said, he asked Graham how the divided nation can unite again. Graham pointed to prayer. There's only one problem with that. Even among, I was talking to somebody about this today in the Christian church, we have denominations, right? We have the Church of the First Belly Button and the Church of the First Non-Belly Button, right? I mean, just think about it. We have denominations for more things. It's just amazing to me. And some won't talk to the other ones because they believe in tongues or they believe in healing or they believe in a resurrection, whatever it is. So what are we praying for? What are we thinking about? What are we pushing for? There's many Christians who believe you're not supposed to be involved in politics, and that is wrong. That is scripturally incorrect. Be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Kind of, sort of. Joe Buscini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. God bless. Love. Don't you get love electronics? Anyway, part of the solution. You really need to be part of the solution. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Being just, if you get informed, then you can engage. Then you can actually get something done. It's really that simple. If you want to get something, if you really want to get involved in the conversation, make sure that you have the information you need. And that way, then, when you start arguing with them, you're not arguing out of ignorance. You're actually arguing. God bless. Don't you love electronics? Anyway, you're actually arguing with fact. Right? And I was talking about how Franklin Graham has said that God's judgment is coming down on America. I think that we have bringing God's judgment upon us, if you would, Because we've walked away from him. We've turned our backs on him. That simple. And when he was asked how we unite again, he said, through prayer. I kind of agree. The problem, though, and the reason I can't totally agree with him, is because what are people praying for? What do they want? What are they thinking they need? Come on, think about it. Some people will, I don't even know at this point. They're going to pray for stuff that I don't even understand at times. But what we really want, what we're really looking for, is for us to come together instead of being denominations, instead of us being divided. Right? Graham denounced the Democrat legislators that are pushing to pack the Supreme Court. They want four more justices. Very, 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 very dangerous. That would give them total unadulterated power that you can't break, that you can't do anything with. He said, we just need to pray that God will intervene and stop them from doing this. But you can't just pray. Stop with it. Just pray. You got to do something. You got to go out. You got to run for office. You got to do something more than nothing. It's my favorite saying, but you kind of know what I'm talking about now. It seems just like when the whole country's upside down right now, Graham said, we just need to pray that and that not only will God bring his voice, but the people will listen to him and seek his face. You know, our country's in great, and it is, our country's in great trouble right now. Because there's nothing there to stop these people. Absolutely nothing in place. You know, when Jerry Nadler, and nobody on the other side says anything, that God has no place in Congress, in this chamber is actually what he said, and Nancy Pelosi, on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, you know that good Catholic that she says she is? She wouldn't allow a pastor to pray on the steps of the... He didn't ask to pray with 7,000 people. She wouldn't let him pray on the steps of the Capitol. Our founding fathers went through 3 days of fasting and prayer before they wrote the Constitution. But she couldn't afford him a couple hours on the steps. You guys who got mad at me a while back, they are a godless, soulless group. And that's dangerous. Because what ends up happening is you become the most powerful. You become the one to bow to. You become the one that we're supposed to look up to. They consider themselves to be like the gods of Mount Olympus. Right? Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them. Well, they ain't my gods. And the government ain't my god either. And we allowed them to get this far. You know what I mean? The generic we. Don't go get yourself all crazy. Write me nasty. Some of you are working at this pretty hard. Some of you performing lip service more than anything else. I was talking to somebody today about this Katie Hill thing. The legal bills are up over $30,000. When you think about that, or I should say coming up on $30,000, but those will pass. Because we haven't got an okay from the judge yet, and she is going to appeal. Now, even with all that said, you have to defend yourself. You can't just throw yourself on the mercy of the court in these kind of situations. And their goal is to prove that I'm guilty, or Jennifer Van Laar, the other one that wrote the story, guilty. They simply want to financially ruin us. That's how they play. It's really scary. Franklin goes on to say that we see the whole world, nation after nation, shut down. It's just frightening when you see what's taking place. He said, I've read the last pages of history, Graham said. I know what God's going to do. And how Jesus is going to come back and establish his kingdom on earth. He said, but we're finishing up these tornadoes that hit Alabama and Mississippi. We're finishing our work up there at a flooding in Nashville, working on houses. This is Samaritan's Purse. Right? And to show you how soulless and godless the left is, they threw these guys out of New York. Why? Because they will not promote, will not accept same-sex marriage. So it doesn't matter who they're helping. They don't ask people, are you gay and married? They just help people, period. That simple. But that's the left. Talk about the intolerant ones. It's the left. And it's not that they're not tolerating hate. Because there's no hate in saying, I don't agree with your lifestyle. I don't agree with the... I mean, heck, the left does it all the time. They don't agree with the way you punish your kids. They don't agree with the way you discipline your kids. They don't agree with the car you drive, the songs you sing. Unless they're disgustingly sexually perverted songs, then they're fine with them. Right? So, all right, now I got to breathe deep. You think Sonya was doing it. But you see how they live. You see what they're willing to put up with. You see what they're willing to allow and not allow. As far as they're concerned. After some blowback from allies, the White House says that Biden will move to lift Trump's refugee caps next month. Why? The White House on Friday said that President Joe Biden plans to lift his predecessor's historically low cap on refugees by next month, after initially moving only to expand the eligibility criteria. Wow. So let me see. He's doing whatever our allies want him to do, because he doesn't want to get them mad. What a nice guy. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hole was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, which is what you should be. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending, again, with us. The, all right, some of you guys are sick. The, you know, I haven't mentioned it as of yet because there's really not enough information on it. But our hearts and prayers go out to those people in the, Indianapolis area, who the FedEx, I guess there was a FedEx shooting there today, or shooting at a FedEx warehouse, if you would. The young man who committed the shooting has been a problem for quite some time. So, I don't know. We don't know where he got the guns. We don't know if he got them illegally or legally or what happened. But let's wait. Let's let it play out a little bit. Right? And then let's figure out what to do about it, or how to talk about it, or how to deal with it. That's really the way to do it. Back to Joey B deciding that he's going to lift the cap on refugees. You know, the man is just on, and it's not him, I shouldn't say that. Obama, through Biden, is just on a rampage to do everything that he couldn't do on his own, or wouldn't do, didn't have the guts to do. You know, and really, where is Biden? We're seeing more and more Kamala out there. Gee, I wonder why. He must be in a coma someplace, really. White House says that Biden will move to lift Trump's refugee caps. Why? Because he's getting pushback from allies. He's going to lift his predecessor's historically low cap on refugees. Why? Because what are we calling the people coming over the border? What are we giving those? An emergency determination signed by Biden earlier in the day. He stated the admission of up to 15,000 refugees set by former President Donald Trump this year remains justified by humanitarian concerns. But if the cap is reached before the end of the current budget year, and the emergency refugee situation persists, then he may raise the ceiling. But we already know it's going to hit that number. We've already been told that by the Border Patrol people. I guess Joey B's not really entering, talking with them. Right? That set off a deluge of criticism from ranking Democrat members of the Congress, including State Majority Whip Dick Durbin, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said later that Biden had been consulting with his advisors. All right, I'm going to leave that one alone. To determine what number of refugees could realistically be admitted to the United States between now and October 1st. She said, given a decimated refugee admission program that they inherited, it's unlikely Biden will be able to boost that number. See what they did there? Do you catch what they did there? They blamed it on Trump. Trump, these refugee centers or these inductions, or whatever you want to call them, yeah, they were set for a certain amount of people. They were not set for the refugee numbers that Joe B. has invited into the U.S. This is the party of non-responsibility. Remember, I keep telling you, they take responsibility for nothing. Nothing is their fault. It's amazing to me. Absolutely nothing. He's going to raise the number to 62,000. There's going to be so much more than that that he's going to let in. I don't know how they come up with these numbers. Right? We've come close to that number already. What is he talking about? She said that Biden urged by his advisors to take immediate action to reverse the Trump policy. You know, for many key regions. Re-enable flights from those regions. Wants them to start today. Wants to open up more slots for people coming in from Africa, the Middle East, Central America. Why? Not enough to have them coming over the border, but to fly them into? Oh, let's not forget Syria and Yemen. Two places are very friendly towards us, aren't they? Critics from both sides of the political spectrum have accused the president of bowing to political pressure. That's all he ever does at this point, don't you think? No, really. Where's Kamala Harris? Wasn't she put in charge of the border? Was it? I don't know. Maybe she went to the border bakery out there in Chicago. Maybe that's what was it. I don't know. Come on, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know where she is. Who is he speaking with? Biden had not acted before now, even though migrants at the border do not go through the same vetting process as refugees. It's a factor, said Psaki, noting that the Office of Refugee Resettlement has personnel working on both issues, so we have to ensure that there is a capacity and the ability to manage both. Are we for real? Richard Blumenthal, he's a Democrat out of Connecticut. He serves on the Judiciary Committee, so he didn't buy that. This cruel policy is no more acceptable than it was during the Trump administration, Blumenthal said. To be clear, the asylum process at the southern border and the refugee process are completely separate immigration systems. Conflating the two is caving to political politics of fear. Look, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on there, right? I mean, sure, they would just like to keep pulling people in. They've already approved 35,000 refugees to come in from different countries. They got another 100,000 have applied for entry. Right? We can't take care of the people coming over the border. We can't watch the people that we have coming in. We have people that are out of work. We have veterans that are out of work. Veterans that are sleeping in the streets. And yet, let's let more people in. Right? I mean, I have yet to talk to someone who thinks that this is a good idea. Just amazing. And again, as I said, it isn't going to stop soon. You know, we were talking earlier about some of the education that's being pushed out there. The false education, frankly. And recently I got wind of something that was going on where an educator was talking about how Hispanics and blacks are being killed by whites, basically, here in this country at an alarming rate, and we have to do something about it. Which is a lie. It's a fantasy. I told you, they need the bloodshed. They need the violence. All right? And one of them claimed that the history of policing goes back to slavery. That police departments were started simply and easily so they could hunt down slaves and bring them back. You see how they do this? Everything is the white guy putting together programs, doing things to put the black community down. And they beat on the Republicans for that when we all know basic history. Margaret Sanger wanted you gone. That's why she started Planned Parenthood. Get rid of the black community. Said it. Openly said it. Right? KKK started by who? The Democrats. To scare, to kill, to wipe out, to send back, to keep as slaves, the black community. The NRA, National Rifle Association, that many of you think are terrible, nasty people. It's really funny. You think that the gun people, the group that was created to make sure that blacks had the right to carry firearms and protect themselves, you think they're bad, but you think Margaret Sanger's group that was put together to wipe out the black community is good. Now, you're either mentally, terribly mentally impaired, or you're just stupid, or maybe dishonest. I don't know. There's a whole website out there dedicated to teaching false information. It's called the Zinn Education Project, but these are the same people. Big money. They get big money for teaching alternate history that shows the whites just as bad, 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 bad people. Period. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get on this again. Real history. When were police departments put together? What were they put together for? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Be right back. Joe Mazzini, your host.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem, as I love to say. So, what I was getting at was, so this, we were talking about how the false history is making its way into schools. I mean, teaching them mathematics is somehow a form of white supremacy. Just craziness. Craziness going somewhere to happen. And, you know, when they talk about police departments, where the original policing history of America has its roots in hunting down slaves. Okay, in their version, there's nothing in there about keeping law and order. Nothing. Right? Now, in their group, in their textbooks, they're going to explore a century of police conduct, ready for this one, and racial violence. So this is all about how the black community's been kept down, put down, and what have you by white folks. But they're not, they don't want to start a race war, do they? There's nothing in these comments or books about how white people fought for the against slavery. About how many white people died in the Civil War. I'm talking to a friend of mine who's black, and I said to her, hey, Do you know how many black people fought in the Civil War and, you know, fought for the North? She said, yes, because it's the only job they could get. I was like, come on, really? Have you been that tainted? Because everybody, anybody who's not black is against black, right? Is that how it works? New York City really, really was the first police department, if you would, in the United States. And it was, this, you know, it was established in 1844, but it was officially organized in 1845. So it became more official, if you would. Other cities to follow suit were New Orleans and Cincinnati in 1852, Boston and Philadelphia in 1854, Chicago and Milwaukee. But my understanding is that the first full-time dedicated city police department in the United States was established in Boston in 1838. Now, I'd like to say, oh, you know, that's great. Look at that happen in Boston. But here's the deal. The reason, now, think of these cities back in the day, New York City, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans. These were places that, even at the time, because of the immigrants, yeah, the immigrants, you heard me, Italians, Irish, they had high crime. Lots of violence. These were poor people coming here for a better life. They weren't finding it. I didn't say they made it okay. I'm just saying that's what it was. And then they don't talk about any of that in their curriculum, but you want to go even further with this. You really want to dig down deep. When you talk about the law enforcement, go back to the colonial days. Right? When you go for law and order in those days, well, who were they going to mimic their law and order with or against or for? That's right. As it was in England. They had a system of night watch guards. Now, when you hear the revisionist historians, those night watch guards would go hunt down slaves and bring them back. How many slaves were there in the North? Hunting down slaves and bringing them back. Like, that was their only goal, right? No, actually, it wasn't. The night watch guards were originally in these cities. They were walking streets to watch out for fire, crime, any kind of disorder. Now, the sheriffs were appointed in those days by the governor, and the constables were elected by people there in the community. And these individuals were responsible for maintaining order and providing other services. Still haven't heard anything about slavery yet, though, have you? No, it's in there. Don't get me wrong. This is the one thing that the right doesn't do that the left does do. We don't lie about these things. The police departments were put together because of the immigrants and what was going on in these cities. They were heathens to a big degree, right? A lot of them. Some of them were here for a better life, really. But then all this other crime started to break. New York was the worst. When you break it all down, these guys, they were men, they weren't women. When they put the police together, they had, their responsibilities were many. Probably very similar to they are now. They were regulating, you know, specialized functions such as selling in the marketplace. And delivering goods. They were making sure that they're keeping law and order while that was going down. The people weren't getting screwed, you know, when they bought stuff or what have you. Maintaining health and sanitation. Making sure that people weren't doing things that were getting a big... Look, they were packed in tight in New York and Boston and Philadelphia, for that matter. So they had to keep track over all that stuff. They managed over pests and other animals, ensuring the orderly use of the streets. They controlled liquor and gambling and all kinds of vice and weapons while still keeping watch for fires. While doing all of that, part of their duties was controlling slaves and Indians. Right? The left would have you believe, these revisionist historians, would have you believe that the reason for these night watches, they were strictly put together by the white guys to go out and make sure that slaves didn't get away. That was their major role. That's why they were put together. Not true. Just not true. When those night watch, and again, I hadn't planned on going down this road, guys, so bear with me. I'm sorry, you need to be informed. You've got to go find this stuff out on your own. So that when you get in one of those situations at a school board meeting or with a bunch of parents and say, oh, we got to teach real history and that police were put together just to keep slaves down. Well, let's say all that was true. Are you telling me almost 300 years later it's still there? Is that what you're saying? That was a reason that, like they can't evolve like Obama and others did? Right? Now, the Night Watch groups that were established in the North, or the Northern colonies, that's very little, if anything, to do with slavery. However, I will say, one of the big goals of them in the South, they were actually called slave patrols in the South. And they were responsible for returning and punishing runaway slaves. Slave patrols helped to maintain the economic order in the Southern colonies. Now, these slave patrols, according to the left, are considered to be what the modern police are all about. Now, the Charleston, South Carolina, had a slave patrol with over 100 officers. That was larger than any police force in the North. So, yeah, this is our ugly history. But you don't change it. There was a big section of this country that didn't want slavery. The Southern Democrats wanted it and fought for it. This is the stuff that needs to be told over and over and over again. And you guys on the right that have two brain cells to rub together, you need to start reading some of this stuff. You need to start answering or understanding some of this stuff. Right? And the thing behind it was, again, police departments grew because crime grew in these cities. People with means, people who had money, who had lived in some of these big cities, they left and they went to other areas. They moved out into the more rural areas. So it's selective history? You can't say selective recall in history, but it's kind of selective history. Every single thing we look at, mathematics, racism, everything is rooted in racism, apparently. 855 Real Joey, 552-5563. Get involved, get engaged, write it down. You know, it's just amazing. Write it down, get involved, tell your friends and loved ones about the show, or not about the show, whatever you prefer. Come back at a lot more. I mean, a lot of stories from this week that we either didn't get to finish, right? Didn't get to touch on. Started to touch on. I do that frequently, where I start to touch on a story and something else pops up, which has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, ADD or anything like that. Right? Harris still missing at the border. I just don't even get this. You saw what Steve Scalise did, right? He made a milk carton. You know, he brought a milk carton with Vice President Kamala Harris's picture on it. He had prints at the bottom, missing at the border. We should start making these. Sending them out. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me at the station. Leaving us, they're not carrying the show for the third hour. Just hop on the website, therealside.com. You can find it there or go to GCNLive.com. We'll be back in a little bit for some of you. God bless. Don't go far.